Well, New Zealand is a step closer to banning gay conversion therapy after legislation criminalising the practice passed its first hurdle in Parliament. The proposed bill criminalises treatment that aims to change people's sexual orientation and gender identity, despite that change being impossible. All political parties except National supported the legislation at its first reading, with many MPs speaking strongly in support of it.
Madam Speaker, we want to make a very firm statement that conversion practices do not work.
Conversion therapy is monstrous. It is not therapy, it is hate.
I felt like I was broken. I felt like I needed to be fixed. I heard words like abomination. I am not an abomination. My God does not believe I'm an abomination. He loves me just the way I am.
Some, though, did speak against it.
Parents should be allowed to be parents and to explore sexuality and gender with their children.
So the Labor government members are basically saying the state should have more say over your family than parents. That's exactly it. That is the crux of it. So make the parental exemption. Make the parental exemption.
The National Party says it supports the bill's intent, but not its current wording. National's Chris Penk says its biggest concern is the potential effect on parents' ability to talk to their children.
We'll see what is brought forward by way of things that we may not have understood or considered as at now, because I say the bill is pretty new, but certainly the one major sticking point that appears clear to us is that it's not clear that a parent will be free from criminal prosecution following a conversation with their own child, even as initiated by the child. There's no consent exception and there's no parental exception.
RNZ has been told of division in the National Caucus between its more liberal MPs and the religious conservatives. Chris Penk was asked what it would take for the party's caucus to reach consensus and support the legislation.
It's very much the ball's in the government's court, because if the Minister, Chris Farfoy, can do a better job of understanding and explaining his own bill, that will give us more comfort. And certainly if there's a willingness to listen and to change as needed, including and especially again in relation to the parental exemption and maybe allowing for a young person, if they want to consent, to have a discussion, then, you know, that'll make our life a lot easier in terms of deciding.
Well, the bill now goes to Select Committee. Senior members of Pride groups shared their disappointment with the National Party's vote, with Auckland Pride Festival board member and Conversion Therapy Action Group co-founder Chanel Lal tweeting to suggest the party could no longer be welcome at Pride. Auckland Pride Executive Director Max Tweedy tweeted to say MPs refused to support progress for the community. If you want to hear more on this story, you can listen to Focus on Politics. That's coming up after Checkpoint at 6:30 tonight.